you know what, that beauty over there is not a silver, that's gold over there. But it's only a layer. We don't deny that the gold covered stuff that we call fake. But it looks like the original. Could you tell the difference? I said, okay, go and learn. Because there is a way to know. Try to sell the fake one back to the goldsmith. What will he do? There is a piece of stone, they call it mahak, means this will check out the stuff. He will do it. So either you have that stone and you know how to use it, or go and find someone who knows. Do not be silly, just fall in love because it's gold, it looks gold. Okay, this was an explanation about the goldsmith. But Rumi is not talking about gold, is he? He was talking about happiness. And he said, happiness is not what you call joy. That's a fake one. Because you cover something which is temporary, which is nonsense, which is made in here, and it's iffy, and you like it. Why do you like something that depends on if? Oh, if I was 6'8". You are not. So what? Why does that make you joyful? Look at you. You like it when you say, if I was pretty, if I was rich, if I was... Whatever you make, that if, why does it make you happy? It's fake. Because you know it doesn't exist. Therefore, you use the if. So you're silly being happy with the fake values. If values are fake, you are real. This you should be better, not some illusion. Then, do not forget this and that, but remember that piece of stone, the Czech stone, or whatever you may call it, because I cannot use other words, mahak, because that's
touch.
Touchstone is the right one.
I learned it before I knew reading and writing and that stuff in the goldsmith shop. I know that in my hand. See, either you should have it in your inside, John, in your life, deep down in your heart. And if not, simple, do not walk alone. Don't choose the loneliness. This will talk you to where. This will cheat you. It had already, and convince you that the best place for you, what is the safest place for you? Oh, that place that you go in that lazy stuff and think about if, where is it? Privacy. What is privacy? There is no privacy. There is this we. That private is illusion. Why are you happy over there? Everything is outside. But, the trick is I know that I'm talking to you like this, but I'm not the only one talking to you. There are other people talking to you. I call them qul. Qul means the opposite of a human being. There are these creatures, normally they are imagined with the horn and the tail and blah, 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 blah. But definition goes back to description of opposite of the human being. Therefore, they act the opposite and think like that. They are silly, imaginary creatures, you see, but they are real. They talk to you. They call you. And you are answered their call. Ha ha, and let me tell you what, they will do to you something which is awful. They pull you towards Fina. Do you remember? We are doing the same, but they are doing it the wrong way. Read it, please.
She keeps on crying, hark, O caravan people, come towards me. There is the track and the landmark. Huh? The rule mentions the name of each, saying, oh, so-and-so, in order that she may make that personage one of those who sink. When he reaches the spot, he sees wolves and lions, his life lost, the road far off, and the day late.
Means what? Did you get what ghoul is? The guy who is blah, 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 who is blah, 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 did you get it? Room is sure that you didn't. Therefore, he will go back and will explain it. You know what I mean? Well, he doesn't say it, he said, ah, crap, listen, say it! What is this ghoul? Really?
When he reaches the spot, he sees wolves and lions, his life lost, the road far off and the day late. Prithee say, what is the ghoul's cry like?
Yeah.
I desire riches. I desire position and renown.
This is something is more than that. This tree stuff, if you look at it, it's the habit of mainly Mid-Oriental countries. Because what they think is they are living in a very old, compact society divided by history and stuff like that. They look at one thing, generally they explain it. It's not, there is no confusion of this good word, that good word. It's wanting only three things. Belonging, position, respect. This is what the brain is looking for. Only these three stuff, which is, and this, to me, is the calling of that ghoul. Means, when you're looking for having mal, or the position, or aberu, means, the superficial water inversion, but it means the respect of the society. What the other people think about you? Could you answer one simple question? I know you're not one of them, but maybe you understand them, I don't. Why should one be happy if one is filthy and everybody thinks that this one is clean? Why should I be happy? If I'm nasty and everybody believes I'm kind, what's the joy in that? If I'm filthy, nasty, and I want to be happy, I should say, change the values. Being nasty is good. Why should I be happy of that fake label I receive? Why? Because that's what I'm working on. Day and night, I'm looking at the people, I'm trying to sell myself. Not myself, my fake better self. That's what the intelligence is all about. We know it. The permanent stuff is different, yes? So the bangul, the nonsense is calling you. Where from, John?
From your heart.
Yeah, from within. This is your ego. Remember, these calls that I want this, I want that, I want that, comes from within, right? Shut them down. Cut them off. Yes?
Prevent these voices from your heart so that mysteries may be revealed.
It's not voices, it's more than that, it's chanting, because you think that it's a chanting in you. Stop all of this self-promoting, self-satisfactory chants in you. You have to stop that, then you will understand the secret.
Repeat the name of God, drown the cry of the ghouls, close your narcissus eye to this vulture.
That you could fight again that. What is the root of that word? Because it's Narges, then it will become Narcissus in Greece and all the Latin one. This is because Narges is again a descriptive stuff of the flower, which is turning, looking at itself. So it's self-centered. In the story of Narcissus, you remember that it will grow out of that droplet of blood. Yes.
Know the difference between the false dawn and the true. Distinguish the color of the wine from the color of the cup. That perchance from the eyes which see the seven colors, patience and waiting, they produce a spiritual eye. You may behold colors other than these, and may behold pearls instead of stones.
Okay, here is not pearl. Because pearl is morvarid in Persian. Here the word is gohar, which is johar. But that jinn, the Iranians, they have gof, which doesn't exist in Arab, so they cheat. They change it, so it becomes a Persian word. It's gohar. But it's johar. It's the same, the essence, the woody stuff, yes? This gohar is not one little jewel. All around you is this, but you don't see it. Why? Because you're looking at the color. Do you remember we said colorlessness? That's where the color is coming from. You have to change your point of focus, because you look at this and you see the color of the glass. You look at me and you see the color of the body. When you change your mind, suddenly in everything, you will see the essence, because there is no form without the essence. Form is here for the essence to have a place to sit in. So it's all around you. Look at it carefully. Now he's bringing you careful notice to the point that he wants to make. Yes?
What pearl? Nay, you will become an ocean. You will become a sun traversing the sky. The worker is hidden in the workshop.
No, did you notice that? Is it? Okay, a long story that if you correct your vision and all that stuff, then you will see all the essences. I don't mean you will see the essences. What essence? You will become the ocean. That in you there will be these shells full of the pearl and essence. You will become the ocean of the essence. You will be transformed. You don't need to have something. You become something by yourself. Yes.
The worker is hidden in the workshop. Go you and in the workshop see him plain. Mm-hmm. Inasmuch as the work has woven a veil over the worker, you cannot see him outside of that work. Since the workshop is the dwelling place of the worker, he that is outside is unaware of him. Come then into the workshop, that is to say, non-existence, that you may see the work and the worker together. As the workshop is the place of clairvoyance, then outside of the workshop there is blindfoldness.
Okay. Wasn't it too much? He went back to what? To that point he was making. Adam. That.